So we've been speaking about Tikkun HaMidos and what it means for us as people, that Tikkun HaMidos affects not what we accomplish and what we procure, but who we are, what kind of person we are. And that idea is, it's reminiscent of the Vilna Gaon's three different areas of Torah, of life, of Bein Adam L'Chaveru, Bein Adam L'Makom, and Bein Adam L'Atzmo. So this idea of Midos, we like to think, in terms of how it affects who we are, how it defines us, that's Bein Adam L'Atzmo. It's not about the way they relate to others per se, or even the way they relate to their Ribono Shel Olam. It's about what kind of person I am, that's Bein Adam L'Atzmo. And that's how the Gra explains the L'kayim mili de avos, mili de brachos, mili de nezikin. So nezikin is ben adam l'chaveru, brachos ben adam l'makom. But avos is ben adam l'atzmo. It's perkei avos. It's tikkun hamidos. It's ben adam l'atzmo. But the truth is that this ben adam l'atzmo of midos also affects ben adam l'makom, and of course it affects ben adam l'chaveru. It's not an island to itself, because Rav Kook, in his section on Dveikus, in the Midos of Rav Kook, the Midos section, he writes, "Eifshel hinatzel mishemetz shel avodah zarah ki im al yedei hashinun shehadveikus shel va'at madveikim Hashem Elokeichem kayim kolchem hayom. He had dveikus b'midos of shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki eifshel hidavik b'shechina," based on the Gemara, of course, the Baruch Hashem is Eish Ochla, it's not possible to be davik b'shechina, rather, ela histabik b'drachav. Mahu rachum v'chanun, Afatohei Racham V'chanun, Mahu Gomel Chasadim, Afatohei Gomel Chasadim. So what is Rav Kook telling us in this small segment? He's telling you that a person who works on Tikkun HaMidos is really working on the Midah of V'halach Bedrachav, of Uladovka Bo, is really connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the core of all the Midos, what is the good Midah, what's the bad Midah, what's the barometer for Midos Tovos is based on the Ribono Shel Olam. Whatever Midos the Ribono Shel Olam shows us, those are the Midos that we are supposed to emulate. So by doing Tikkun HaMidos, we are more in touch with the Ribono Shel Olam, we are more Davik B'Shechina. So that's Bein Adam L'Makom, that's driving away the Eni Shemetz of Avodah Zarah. And how are those Midos going to be expressed in the world? Mahu Gomel Chasadim, Afata Gomel Chasadim. There's also Bein Adam L'Chaveru component. In Rabbi Ari Levin's, in the first biography in the Simcha Raz book, so Rabbi writes about Yerushalayim. He says, you know what a barometer of Yerushalayim is? That when you go to sleep at night and you reflect on your day and you think about somebody who was in need, who you reached out to them in some way. That's my paraphrase of what Rabbi Ari writes there about Yerushalayim. That you helped someone who was underprivileged. You picked up the phone for someone who needed some chizuk. So it's so interesting. Rav Ari is saying is that the Yerushalayim, which you usually think has to do with your own isolated religious personality, he says that the barometer of that is how you took care of the downtrodden. And in light of what Rav Kook is saying, in light of the integrated nature of these three areas, it makes a lot of sense that if a person has a real full Tikkun HaMidos, that Tikkun HaMidos stems from the V'halach Tavidracha V'ladov Kabo, the Mahu Avata. And therefore, it's also going to spill over in a visible way, in the way that the person relates to other people, that Afata Haye Rachum, Haye Chanun, the way they act with other people, the, you know, Rosh Kordaveros, the Yerkimol Midos, the Tomer Devora, the Gemilas Chasadim, the taking care of the people who are in need, is because it's all together. So it's not just that the Tikkun HaMidos affects who we are in Bein Adam L'Atzmo, it also affects our Bein Adam L'Makom, and of course our Bein Adam L'Chaveru.